already reached retirement age. Many more boomers are right behind them. And that tidal wave of gray seems to have prompted a decision by one bank to cut some no-fee accounts for older clients. You might remember we discussed that in business a couple weeks ago. We're here to talk about whether TD's move could signal the beginning of the end for seniors discounts in general. We're joined by our business columnist, Donna Gusick. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Laura.
What can you tell me about these banking changes?
Well, TD announced a few months ago they were getting rid of some of the free elements of the Plan 60 account. And what instead they're doing is offering a 25% monthly rebate on three of the TD accounts, the Value Plus, the Infinity, the Select Service. And mind you, having said that, they'll waive the lesser fees if you have a minimum balance in certain accounts, but you still have to have a certain balance in these accounts. RBC's got a seniors rebate. They waive a monthly fee for eligible clients 60 or over, but I noticed about 40 conditions attached. To read the small print there in terms of what's eligible and what isn't. Scotia, BMO, and CIBC still have free services for seniors, and I mean, people determine seniors by different ages. Scotia is saying 59 plus, BMO 55 plus, and CIBC is 60 plus. So far those three still have totally free services on some of their accounts.
What's your sense that this move by TD could sort of be the beginning of a trend here?
Well, I talked to a couple of people about this. Marvin Ryder's a marketing professor at DeGroote School of Business in Hamilton, and Susan Ng is the VP of Advocacy at the Canadian Association of Retired Persons. They both expect the other banks to follow suit by getting rid of the freebies. Susan's saying we'll wait to see what happens with TD. They'll watch probably, and she says if TD gets away with this, the other banks will likely follow suit because they do tend to follow each other.
Huh. How much of a difference could this make to banks' bottom lines?
Well, you know, initially, maybe not a lot right now, obviously. It looks like TD's getting ahead of the curve because what we've got is an aging demographic, and that's the boomer generation, those born between 1946 and 1964. So the first of those folks are sort of in retirement age now. And according to the latest census, boomers are the single largest group in the population at 9.6 million people, or 3 out of every 10 Canadians right now. And then you look at the aging stats, Stats Can saying the number of people 65 and over will double in 25 years to between 10 and 11 million people. So a lot of people aging, obviously, and looks like TD getting ahead of the curve. Having said that, there is an argument that says the boomers as a generation are pretty well off. They've managed to accumulate a fair amount of wealth, and they might not care that these discounts or these freebies are ending. It might not make that big a difference to them. The discounts for seniors have been a great marketing ploy in the past, because once upon a time, when you hit 65, you were done. You weren't working anymore. Mm-hmm. You were on a much lower income. You maybe sat in your chair, went fishing or whatever. That was true in the past. People redefine aging now, most certainly. People working longer, they're much more active, not necessarily always wanting to give the nest egg to the kids. They want to take the cruises and the ski trips and all of that. So, you know, you've got a different mindset in this generation.
But what about people who really need these discounts, who are in fixed incomes?
Yeah, and that's the people who will get hit, Susan Ng. Those people that are really just squeaking by on old age security, guaranteed income supplement, that kind of a thing, those people are going to get hurt because, let's face it, these people can't afford to have $2,000 or $5,000 sitting in a bank account as a minimum balance to waive the fees. Even at the lowest end of the TD one, at $8.20 a month, as a fee, that's going to cut into very limited income on a yearly level. But the problem is, and I think what the banks might be gambling on, is our inertia. We don't tend to change banks when fee structures change or when they bump up fees for certain things. And, you know, that's a big problem for us. If I had to ask you or anybody, how much do you pay in banking fees right now? Would you know off the top of your head?
You're right. It's a mystery.
No, most people don't know. And if you could save $5 a month, would you bother to switch banks? A lot of people would say, for $5 a month? Nah, probably not. Credit unions offer a lot of senior discounts and freebies, but there's not as many credit unions around across the country as there are banks. It's a hassle to switch financial institutions, so there's a lot of inertia, but those lower income people, seniors, also have mobility issues, and they go to where it's close. So they might not have a choice to be able to switch even if they wanted to. It's funny, people will shop around for a mortgage, but they don't often shop around for everyday banking needs in terms of the fees. And a lot of people just stick with the bank that they've had since they were young.
Hmm. Do you see this as a part of a bigger trend? Do you see other companies getting rid of their seniors' discounts?
Well, this is what's going to be really interesting to watch as the population gets older, as the boomers get older. CARP already has been getting complaints that Via Rail recently and quietly was getting rid of, has quite removed the seniors' discount on the discounted fare. So if you booked ahead of time, you got a discount, you could apply the seniors' discount. Now you can't. You can only apply a seniors' discount to regular economy fares. Marvin Ryder at DeGroote says maybe we won't see the discounts. Maybe it'll be something more perks, more marketed as perks. But Susan Ng would rather see, say, for the banks, instead of a blanket age thing, make it on circumstance. Because if there's a lot of wealthy boomers, maybe they don't need it. But those people with lower incomes do need it. So, you know, have an exemption for people of modest means rather than just have the age-related thing. But boomers have a lot of consumer clout, and they grew up in an age of social consciousness, and maybe they'll be able to, you know, walk with their wallets to someone else if they don't get what they want. Maybe they want to keep that. But if you want to see where you can get a seniors discount across the country now, there's a great website. It's senioryears.com/canadiandeals.html.
Okay, Donna. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Donna Gusick is our business columnist. She's with us every Wednesday. The news is just ahead at 3:30. And Rob